Welcome back to another editions of Sundays with Jeff Miller podcast. Today is quite possibly one of the greatest days of the year. I mean, one of the absolute greatest days of the year. It is the NFL Draft Thursday edition that you're going to get the blessing of talking about a few of the things going on around the NFL. So I'm going to get to it, and I'm going to start out by asking you a simple question, and I'll come back around to it in a little bit. Who is the team in college that has the most first-round picks in the history of the NFL draft? Which team has the most first-round picks in the NFL draft? And now while you're thinking about that one just a little bit, I also want to ask you another question. Here's another one. It's part two. Since 2000, which college team had the most draft picks in total in the NFL draft? News around the NFL. Javonte Williams-Melvin Gordon combo is back together again. Melvin Gordon was signed by the Denver Broncos, and that will make him a partner again this year with Javonte Williams. Now, last year, they were darn near split in every single way imaginable for their team. What do you think? How does that play out for you with Javonte Williams? I have Javonte Williams in one league as a fourth-round keeper. And do you think that they'll lean more towards him as an RB1 and utilize Melvin Gordon to fill in the gaps? Or do you think it'll be more of a 50-50 split? And here's another one for you. Here's another quick question. Aaron Jones, A.J. Dillon versus Javonte Williams, Melvin Gordon. Which duo do you think is going to be the best duo this year in NFL? Or is there another duo that you think might be even better than these guys? That is a question that I have for you today. I mean, it's interesting. I honestly think that Javonte Williams and Melvin Gordon will be that team. I think Denver's offense this year is going to be pretty good, although I do think that Green Bay, because of Davante Adams going to the Raiders, will have to rely on Aaron Jones and A.J. Dillon throughout the season, and hopefully they all can, remain healthy. That would be the big question. If they both can remain healthy, how that will work out. But I do believe it's going to be Javonte Williams, Melvin Gordon, and now I may drop Javonte Williams just a touch in his DBV value, which I'll be looking at down the road here and see what we come up with. How about today's draft? Another one just came out. Mock drafts everywhere, right? So currently this mock draft that I'm looking at has the Jacksonville picking number one and actually has them picking an offensive lineman, Evan Neal, out of Alabama. And I don't disagree that could quite possibly be their pick. I am not sure that they're actually sold on Aiden Hutchinson as the number one pick, but it does make the NFL draft very interesting. And then in this draft, they have the Lions grabbing Aiden Hutchinson out of Michigan. How do you feel about that if you're Detroit Lion fans? Are you happy with that pick? Are you more interested in, say, a Trayvon Walker? Are you maybe interested in someone else? I'm going to throw a theory by you. Here's mine. I don't necessarily disagree with that pick, but how about if you take somebody that you think you can help improve dramatically a position on your team and then turn another player into maybe multiple picks to help you fill some of that depth in? Hear me out. What if the Detroit Lions went with Ikem Ekwonu out of North Carolina State at tackle, and they take him and move him to right tackle? Penei Sewell goes to left tackle, and then you put Decker up for trade. There are many teams in the NFL that need a really good tackle, And maybe you could convert that into another number one or possibly a combination of number one picks and lower your salary because he's up there in the salary-based area where you could use that flexibility maybe a year or two down the road for free agency or something. So you're still maintaining a nice high-quality offensive line, but you're still keeping it young. And I think that's the new way to go in the NFL. You have to be willing to give up something to get something, but hopefully you get a couple more things along with that that help make you a little better football team. Now, the Houston Texans at number three here, they have them taking Kayvon Thibodeau out of Oregon. Again, another player, highly questionable right now. I don't think it's about his athletic ability. There seems to be rumors all over the NFL, you know, about attitude. I don't know. He's an athlete, that's for sure. However, the injuries the last couple years would be more my concern than anything else because if you're picking somebody that high, you definitely want to make sure that they're a player that you can put in. And I think the term is plug and play. Yeah, that's what I would be thinking. How about the New York Jets? Then they take offensive lineman Ekum Ekwonu out of North Carolina State in this draft. New York Giants pick an offensive lineman Charles Cross out of Mississippi State. And then the Carolina Panthers grab the first quarterback in Kenny Pickett out of Pittsburgh. So currently, when we're looking at this, three of the top five picks are offensive linemen. Three. And then the first quarterback goes at number six. Then the New York Giants come back on the clock, and they take a defensive lineman, Trevon Walker, out of Georgia. And I think that's a really nice pick, really good athlete, can play all over. I actually was listening to the NFL Network earlier today, and they were talking about him. His coach was talking about him and actually said he's going to be a better NFL player statistically than he was a college football player, and it was because of the scheme. And the fact of the matter was in his interview, he also stated that he was the player that did whatever they needed on third down, whatever they needed. Most of his sack stuff came early downs, but it was only because of the depth that they had in that team. But he definitely was one of the top players on that team, and he did his assignments, and he did them extremely well. However, he feels that, I think, from what I understood, that maybe he's going to have an opportunity to rush the passer a lot more in the NFL than he got the opportunity to do at Georgia. So a nice pick there, Trevon Walker to the Giants at number seven. Atlanta Falcons, they grab cornerback Ahmad Gardner out of Cincinnati, another player who has shot up many boards, and is even in some areas considered to be possibly a three or four pick in this draft. It will be interesting to see how that goes. And then the next pick, we get the number one wide receiver, deservingly so. Garrett Wilson, Ohio State, goes to the New York Jets. And that means the New York Jets can stop looking at guys like Debo Samuel. And you know what? I'm just going to stop there. Debo Samuel and the fact that he wants $20 to $30 million. You just go get Garrett Wilson and you fill a hot spot on your team for 5 years. 5 years you can have Garrett Wilson. So there you go. I think that's a really good move for the New York Jets at number 10. Washington Commanders. I can't get used to it. They're still the football team to me. The Washington football team. The Commanders? I don't know. I find myself sometimes saying the Commanders and I'm like reading it and it's like, who is the Commanders? Are we in the hockey? Is this baseball? Is this the Cleveland team? Is this the Guardians? Wait, what are we? Oh, anyway, you know what I'm talking about. Wide receiver Drake London out of USC. And there are a lot of people that would like to see him actually paired up in the draft with Amon-Ra St. Brown out of the Detroit Lions. Might not be bad, right, if those two could play together. But in this scenario, they're not going to. And Drake London's going to play for the Commanders. Minnesota Vikings come up next on the clock at number 12, and they go at defensive lineman Jordan Davis, another really good athlete, and I like this player. I like Jordan Davis. There are drafts where they show him, you know, late first round. Oh my gosh, if he's there and I'm a team like Kansas City, Green Bay that has a couple multiple picks, I would take a chance on maybe getting rid of something and moving up and grabbing him. I think he's going to be a name we're going to hear a lot about in the NFL. I mean, this guy is big. He's physical. He can run and he can jump. And wow, he's a defensive lineman. You'd think we'd be talking about a linebacker maybe or a safety, right? But no, he's really put up some really nice numbers this year in front of the draft. Okay, Houston Texans then come up. And they go edge and they grab Jermaine Johnson, Florida State, another one who's grabbing a lot of publicity and moving up in a lot of drafts. Many people consider him to be a really nice pick. Baltimore Ravens jump in next at 14 and take offensive lineman Tyler Linderbaum out of Iowa. And then at number 15, the Philadelphia Eagles grab wide receiver Jameson Williams out of Alabama. One of the biggest surprises in this particular draft is Kyle Hamilton, the safety from Notre Dame, falling out of the top 20 and actually going down in the draft in that area. So that's what I have to say about that. And I'm going to stop for just a second, and then I'm going to come back for a minute, and we're going to actually take a look at the number two pick in the draft. The number two pick in the draft, and we're going to look at the history of the number two pick in the draft and see how you feel about the Detroit Lions and some of the other options and things that have taken place over the years with that pick. Quick pause, and I'll be right back. All right, welcome back. We are going to discuss the number two picks in the NFL drafts as far as the history of these NFL draft picks go. And I'm currently trying to find where I placed the information for that. Here we go. It was an article that I started to read in Google News, and it was very interesting to me to see some of the picks that actually had taken place. And because the Detroit Lions are picking at number two, and I'm a partial Detroit Lions fan, because remember, I still got 1 foot on and 1 foot off that wagon. They are picking number two overall in this 2022 draft. And looking back, there have been 85 players who have been selected number two overall since the NFL draft began. That was in 1936. So there has been many different outcomes in that position. Recently, the last five number two overall selections have been, average. Let's say average. Zach Wilson, quarterback for the New York Jets in 2021, was number two. And the jury's out on him, right? Yes, that's all we're going to talk about that. 2020, Chase Young, edge, goes to the Washington football team. That's what they were called when they drafted him. I don't care what they call him now. The Commanders. Excuse me, NFL. Chase Young had a good year the first year. Pretty good year. Last year, a little mediocre. Definitely a great athlete. Hopefully he gets healthy and plays much better. Nick Bosa, 2019, goes to San Francisco 49ers. Probably the best of the five in the last 5 years. 2018, Saquon Barkley, running back, New York Giants. And then 2017, Mitchell Trubisky, the quarterback for the then Chicago Bears. So that's what I'm going to say about those particular players at number two. It's been 12 years since the Detroit Lions had the number two pick, and that was back in 2010. Detroit chose Nebraska defensive tackle Ndamukong Suh. And he turned out to be a pretty good football player. I mean, he's still around the NFL, and he's still performing really, really well. So Suh was the third time in nine drafts the Lions had held the number two pick. In 2007, Detroit drafted Georgia Tech wide receiver Calvin Johnson, and he, of course, we all know he was just introduced to the or inducted to the Pro Football Hall of Fame, which he should be. And Ndamukong Suh will probably also be on his way there. But then there was another player. Well, you know, first let's talk about Suh. Why not? Defensive Rookie of the Year, 3 first team All-Pro nods, 5 Pro Bowls, and then we move on from him. That's why I said he'll probably end up in Canton. Michigan State wide receiver Charles Rogers, 2003, and he's considered, as we know, one of the biggest busts in the draft. So I'm going to say, based on that, can we draft a Michigan football player and rely on him being a formidable football player? Does one have to do with the other? Or is it better to pick a Michigan player at number 2 than a Michigan State player at number 2? That's probably the real question, right? They had the number 2 pick just 2 other times, the Lions did, in the whole Super Bowl era. And that was 1949, they selected Georgia quarterback John Rauch. And then 2 years earlier, the Lions had picked Army running back Glenn Davis. Neither one of them ever turned out to be much of anything. And that's just all I have to say about those guys. Some other guys drafted. Now, I'm sure you've never heard of this guy. 1939, Sid Luckman. Who's that? I've heard of this guy. Randy White, 1975. How about Tony Dorsett in 1977? Lawrence Taylor. We all know Lawrence Taylor, 1981, right? Eric Dickerson in 1983. Marshall Faulk in 1994, and Tony Baselli in 1995. And then there's some other names. Archie Manning, 1971. Bill Frelick, 1985. Cornelius Bennett, 1987. Neil Smith, 1988. LeVar Arrington in 2000. Leonard Davis, 2001. Julius Peppers, 2002. And probably one we all remember, Von Miller, 2011. And they happen to be some pretty good choices, but sometimes the number 2 picks don't line up, and we are disappointed in them. And there have been some of those types of players in the recent years. Most notably, let's take a look here. What do we got? We got most recent swing and miss at number 2 is another one the Lions fans have had around offensive tackle Greg Robinson, who played for Auburn, and the Rams' choice in 2014, but then he was picked up by the Lions, who gave a 6th-round pickup to the Rams for him, and he didn't work out. He didn't work out. And then we also had offensive tackle Luke Jekyll, who went to the Jaguars in 2013, another offensive lineman that flopped, number 2, Jason Smith, 2009, Robert Gallery, 2004, Tony Mandrich, 1989, other guys that are on the list. How about quarterbacks? Quarterbacks at 2 haven't exactly done real well either, and that's why I really don't want Detroit to pick up a quarterback at number 2. Because the last couple ones, I'm going to say Trey Lance is not proven, maybe okay, still not convinced he was worthy of a number 2 pick. And then Jordan Love in the 1st round, another one that I'm not so sure about. I don't know if he was number 2, but he was pretty high, and I'm not high on him. So how about these guys? Other than Donovan McNabb in 1999, Marcus Mariota in 2015, he's not really a bust, but he really hasn't been great either, right? Ryan Leaf, 1998. Oh, wasn't he a Lion for a while? Yeah. Rick Meyer, 1992. They were busts. The verdict is out on Carson Wentz, 2016, right? Depending on who you're comparing him to. Currently, Washington's very high on him. And Ronnie Brown, 2005. Reggie Bush, 2006. Chris Long, 2008. Daryl Russell, 1997. Number 2 pick. What do you think of those guys? Those are just some of the names. So I thought it was interesting when I saw this article that I would bring it up to you and share that information with you because, you know, I'm not sure who they're going to grab. I'm really not, but I know who I would like to see him get, and I'm still going to say that I'm a Walker fan if he's there. I would really like to see that. If not, I'm going to go grab me one of the best tackles in the NFL because you probably could get the number 1. We know how it worked out with Penei Sewell last year. You lock in the bookends for 5 years. Then you can go get that quarterback next year. You're going to have a few extra picks to work with, move up in the draft, get you a number one quarterback, and concentrate this year on filling some depth, maybe getting a receiver. We definitely need some help at linebacker, and we definitely need to help at safety. And to be honest with you, if they can get a couple more picks in those first 60 picks, there are guys out there that I think could come and play in Detroit that would help them out. There's some guys out there that are going to be available that I think the Lions could use and definitely could improve their depth at. So that's it. Can't wait to get the draft live here in a little bit. I'm getting a little excited. So I'm going to say goodbye for today. And then we'll be doing some reviews in the next week. We're going to be talking about the draft. We're going to be talking about some of these players, where they went, and taking a look at their fantasy impact that they're going to have with their new team. So that's it. Good luck to the Lions tonight and all the other teams in the NFL. And I hope you guys enjoy the show. Thanks. Bye.